We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Yud, which speaks about Hilchos Tefillin. We know that we put on the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Tefillin Shel Yad represent our hands, our actions. They're put next to the heart. And the Tefillin Shel Rosh are put on our head to show that we subjugate both our moyach, our minds, and our lev, our hearts, completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tefillin are the proof of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Svarim Kedoshim say that somebody, Kombi Shiesh Lo Tefillin Barosha, that wears tefillin, but Tzitzit B'Bigdei wears tzitzit that we just finished learning, the halachas of Mezuzah B'Pischai, and has a mezuzah on his door, Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba, he's guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. Vein eish shall Gehenem sholeh boy. Gehenem will not have any power over him. V'kolav and esav and mcholim and all of his averus will be forgiven. V'onav v'yirushmayim. A person, he represents a person who's modest and is yirushmayim. Vein and nimshach, and he will not be caught up with schoik v'sich b'teilab, with foolishness. Vein and mahar machshav v'zoris, he won't have improper thoughts. Marach Yomim Vishanim, it's a school for long life. V'al of Nemar regarding it, such an individual, it says, Choynim Malch Hashem, Sovav Lirei of Yichaltzeim. He's considered from the people who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem protects, U'makarev HaGula Shleimam, and he helps bring the Gula. So says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Sef Aleph Mitzvah Tefillin, Gam Kein Mitzvah Yikar Ma'oid. The Mitzvah Tefillin is a very, very precious mitzvah. So kol ha-Torah hukshel u'tfilin, all of the Torah is compared to tefillin. As the pasuk says, shenema mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha. Umi she'ena maniach tefillin, someone who doesn't wear tefillin, harei b'chlal, poshi Yisrael b'gufim, is considered a poshi Yisrael, a person who's sinning against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even if somebody just misses wearing tefillin one day, he wears tefillin, but one day he didn't wear tefillin, he's already considered a Poshi Yisrael. There's an interesting discussion in the Sefer Nishmas Adam where somebody was in the army, and when he's in the army, he has no time to put on tefillin, and he was given a day furlough. And the question is, should he take the day furlough on a weekday so he should be able to put on tefillin? Or should he take it on Shabbos? Because like this, when he's in the army, he has to be Mechal Shabbos with Issa Deraisa. And there are opinions that the opportunity to wear tefillin is so great that maybe he shouldn't lose that opportunity. This question is really a much more fundamental question. It's a Machloikus of the Ratvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. When somebody has such a situation, should he take the first opportunity to do the mitzvah that he gets, or should he wait for the better mitzvah? That means if somebody can get a furlough from the army, but should he pick Yom Kippur, or should he choose the first opportunity to do the mitzvah? Umi shemineich tefillin psulim, and someone who wears poslet tefillin, disqualified tefillin, leibelach and mekayim mitzvah. Not only is he not fulfilling a mitzvah, el shem varach. Kama brachos levatala. He ends up making brachos levatala, shavoyin god, which is of course a serious sin. L'chein yedagdik. Therefore, one should be most careful. Liknas tefillin misoifer mumchem from an expert soifer who is a yerushmayim. V'kein ritzuas yiknas. So too, the straps of the tefillin should be bought mishnem from a trustworthy individual, showing betuach that he can be confident. Shnas abdul shmada were made with the proper kavana. Ma'iris tahiris from the hide of kosher animals. Over in the Seinu Arabi, unfortunately, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Rabba Machshela, there's much trouble, but Mashkarim Tefillin Ritzulis from Manduhu Lefisha Machram Bezol. People just buy tefillin from anyone because they sell it for inexpensive price. Vayim Psulim, and they may be disqualified. V'chol Yerushmayim Yitnin Libay, every Yerushmayim should pay attention. Imal Bushav Akelev, when it comes to his own clothing, he makes sure that they should be right. and nice. Because we have to say Hashem is Baruch Shalom when we speak about tefillin. Shlo yitzamtzem v'yochas al kesef. Shouldn't try to save money. Al yehada lichnas oison shem v'vadik sherim. You should buy tefillin that are certainly kosher. Af shemichim rav, even though they're expensive. V'yishgiach alayim, you should be careful. Shem sukonim, that they're made properly. V'shchayim habatim v'rtzuz, the boxes and the rtzuz have to be black. There is a interesting question. There is no question the outside of the straps of the tefillin have to be black. What about the other side? The Rambam opinion is that both sides should be black, and so too is the opinion of the Arizal. Many, of course, don't have such a minig. Yesh limsech ha-ritzuz tada b'shumen. One should constantly be polishing the ritzuz shehei shchayrim, that they're really black. However, don't use a fish that's called fish drawn. It's a not kosher fish. If the tefillin got ruined, even in the slightest way, the stitches are opening up. Approach rov. If the tefillin are kosher, one has to be most careful about the corners of the tefillin, refrat b'shalroish, and certainly on the tefillin shalroish, shushchiach moi, that it happens, shemishtachos, that they get rubbed out, but nasa sham the cover nifsel, they don't remain with a perfect square. The paiskim, however, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah differentiate in the need for the tefillin to be perfectly square when you make them and you use them, versus once they've already been used and they get sometimes not as perfectly square, then there's room to be a little more lenient. Of course, one should try to make them as square as possible always. Many times, because the tefillin got old, the top and the bottom of the box separate. The tzrich mashgiach chazam moed, one has to be most careful with all these issues. The chazam mitzvah tefillin, whoever is careful with a mitzvah tefillin, linig bam kedusha, to treat them with the proper respect. Shloi ladabem dvarim havolim v'srichas chulin, not to speak when you're wearing tefillin anything but divrei Torah tefillah. Maruch yamim, he'll have long life. Umuftach shuben olam haba, he'll come to olam haba. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Hashem aleihem, shenoisim aleihem shem Hashem b'tefillin. Those that carry Hashem's name on them by wearing the tefillin that have Hashem's name incorporating them, yichyu, will merit to live. Ulehen boy chayiv rechi, b'tachlemeni v'achieni. And a person who does this will have life and will be healthy. Wearing tefillin is a skula for riches yomim. Tefillin hu loshen plila v'achacha. Tefillin is a way of describing davening, praying, and also testimony. Ke tefillin hen edus v'achacha. The tefillin say testimony shashchina shara aleinu, that the shchina is upon us. K'may shem ha'kosov v'rokal ha'amaretz k'shem Hashem nikra alecha. V'dashar b'sein z'chon l'vracha. Eila tefillin shabaroish. The tefillin shabaroish represent the Shem Hashem. How does it have that? Because there's a shin from the Shem Shakai on the tefillin shorosh, and therefore one should be careful never to completely cover the tefillin shorosh, even if it's wearing a talus. He should have the tefillin somewhat exposed. Okay, in lechas the tefillin shorosh legamri in the tefillin, somebody should always be careful to wear the tefillin. And as I saw the mefarshim point out, if someone were given a medal by a king, of course they would wear it all the time, and they would never ask someone else to wear it on their behalf. So too, when it comes to the tefillin, as we're learning, represent the special relationship that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be proud and anxious to wear the tefillin. To the degree that I saw that the Brisk Rav used to not let anybody else carry his tefillin. It's a present that I was given. And if they were entering a shul, and two people were entering the shul, and one was carrying his bag with a tefillin, he always said, "You're carrying tefillin, you come first." Of course, the Charles Shuvis Noi de Behud already discusses, well, if the Shem Hashem is on the tefillin between the way we wear them and tie them around our fingers and hands, why is that not considered that we're racing the Shem Hashem? He said it's only considered racing a Shem Hashem when the letters are next to each other. If the letters are not next to each other, it's not considered racing Hashem's name. Just like we learned that we should not cover the tefillin shel rosh, the Rugas Habaisim says that we should not tie, that we should not cover some tefillin shel yad come with a box on them. We should not have the box on them when we're wearing the tefillin shel yad. Zman anachosam, when does the time for putting the tefillin come? Mishiras chavera rogali maktsas berichuk arba amos. From when you see somebody that you're somewhat familiar with, dalar amos away, viyakarena, and you could recognize that's him. Most poskim say it's about 50 minutes before the nets. The achashalav is a talis. After you put on the talis, menechsa tefillin. The reason we put the tzitzit on before the tefillin, we always wear the tzitzit all the time. Tefillin we only wear when we're davening in the morning. Another explanation the Beis Yosef explains is that tefillin with malam b'kodesh, whenever given two different mitzvahs, we go upwards. And therefore, the tefillin are greater than the tzitzis, and that's why we put the tzitzis on and then the tefillin. But the Kitz Shuchnar says the reason is, b'shem the mitzvahs tzitzis tadiru yosa, the mitzvahs tzitzis is much more common. Shenheges bein b'chol bein b'shabbos v'yontif, it applies during the week, and by Shabbos and yontif, or mitzvahs tefillin, whereas the mitzvahs tefillin ein neheges el b'chol is only applicable during the week. Kaimelon, the rule is, Tadu Shaina Tadu, Tadu Kaidim, we always do the mitzvah that's more common first. Then Pogat Chilah B'Tfilin, but let's say you're taking out the tefillin from your bag, and you took the tefillin out before the talis, Api Shem B'Toch Kison, even though the tefillin are still in their bag, since you took them out first, Tzarech L'Nichon Tchilah, first put on the tefillin, V'Akach, he sat to the talis, and only afterwards put on the talis. Bishum de emavir al mitzvah. We shouldn't pass the opportunity to do a mitzvah. So once we have the tefillin in our hands, even though we haven't put on the tzitzis yet, we should put on the tefillin first. The ksiv shmatem es amatzis, karbes amitzvah, mitzvah shibol yatcha, al tach mitzenu. The minik ha'olam, however, the kavachayim and the toryevin all say, the Rizal say that as long as you didn't take the tefillin out of the bag, even though you took out the tefillin bag before you took out the talis, you should first put on the talis and then put on the tefillin. Even in a situation, says the Mishnah Berurah, where the talis that you're wearing is a talis that you borrowed, and the talis that you borrowed is not really a talis that you're obligated to make a bracha on, talis shula, and the tefillin belong to you, still the halacha is that the tefillin, the tzitzis, should always be put on, the tzitzit should always be put on before the tefillin. Sif Gimel. Ksiv ahoy loisa yotcha. Kid ksiv yotcha behei. Since the Torah writes the word yotcha with a hey at the end of it, darshar b'senu zuchon al avracham, that a yad keya. We should put the tefillin on your weaker hand. Sihi zu small, the left hand, shitosh v'keya, which is normally the weaker hand. V'yinechen esham v'mokam, where on your hand should you put the tefillin? On the place you must move gvoya, where you have the muscle on your hand. Shnama v'samtas dvaray alavavchem, next to your heart. Sheitei sima keneged halev. L'kenya nichene shama, and you should put it over there. V'yata oisa, but tilt it, letzada guf towards the body. She yokev hazroi lamata, when you hold your hand straight down, tia keneged liboy, the tefillin will be right next to your heart on the left side. Says the Kitz Shachnarch, even though the Torah, when it describes where to put the tefillin shel rosh, it says it should be between your eyes. Kibur Rabbeinu Zichron Levracha, She'ein Zayis Beinei Necha Mamish, it doesn't mean exactly between your eyes, El Keneged Beinei Necha, in that place which is between the eyes. However, Mekayim, the place for the Tefillin Sharois, is Memakim Shasharis Maschilin Letzmayach, from the place where the hair begins to grow, the Nimshech Mekayim Lamala, and it keeps on going upwards, Ad Makam Shemaych Shatinik Roifes, until the place where the skull of a child is soft, which is not that deep into the head. The Hainu Shikzeya Tetetra Shlamata Loitelamata and Makam Aschalos Smichasaurus. The bottom of the Tefillin Sharoish should not be lower than where the hair begins to grow. Shikzei Hamata Shlamala. And the upper edge of that box, like the halamal makom shemaych shatinik roifus, not be higher than where the place on the skull is soft. V'tzarech lizar ma'od, one has to be most careful. Shetehei menachas b'makom aroy, that the tefillin should be put in the right place. Of course, if somebody doesn't have hair, the halach is we should assume where did he used to have hair, and that's where they put the tefillin. And also, of course, if somebody has hair that grows on his forehead, he should still not put tefillin on his forehead. V'meneach afil mektos al ha-metzach. And therefore, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you put tefillin even partially on your forehead, makom she'ein sha'aris gdeilis, in a place where hair doesn't normally grow, or afil aneach kol b'makom seir, if you put it where hair grows, al shimin atzad, you put it on the side, loy keneg ben einayim, not in the spot between the eyes. Loy osos a mitzvah, you have not performed the mitzvah, or berach levatolah, the bracha you make on the tefillin is a bracha levatolah. The kesher yemunah kenegdoi, the kesher in the back of the tefillin, should be mechayre roish, in the back of your head, lemala begoiva oirif, on the top of the neck, shusoyf al gogolos, the end of the head, b'mokim shusar, in a place where they're still here, shenegra upon him, it should be, as the Paiskim say, there's like an indentation in the back of our head. It should be in that indentation where there is still hair right down the middle. The tefillin have to be placed tightly around the head. And therefore, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you have very large tefillin, kosher shtei medekas Roy, it's difficult to make sure that they're put on tight. But you have to be most careful to make tefillin that are of the right size that they could fulfill all of the halachos that we just learned where the tefillin should be. The Avni Nezer writes in the Tshuvas that if somebody borrows somebody else's tefillin and they have to adjust them to the size of this person, there may be an issue. The issue is that the knot of the tefillin is supposed to be a kesher shel kayama. It has to be a permanent knot. And if I open it because I have to adjust it, then it's not a kesher shel kayama. But the Shas HaTshuvas Eretz Tzvi comments that it's only an issue if you completely open the knot. If you completely open the knot, now we have a concern that the kesher, the knot of the tefillin, is not a kesher shel kayama. But he suggests that if when you're adjusting it, you just open it to loosen it, and then you tighten it, that's not cool that you undid the knot, and therefore it's still considered a kesher shel kayama, and you wouldn't have any problem.